The Green and Clean Committee of the Fort Smith Chamber of Commerce is hosting the Fort Smith's Green Tour on Wednesday between 8:30 a.m. and noon. According to Heather Morris, co-chair of the committee, the Green Tour is one of several initiatives that the city of Fort Smith has undertaken to promote sustainability.
One of our first items was last spring we presented an outstanding green business award and two local businesses won that. That was one of our first initiatives. And then right now what we're focusing on is our Green Tour. We've put together a tour called Fort Smith's Green Tour, and it will focus on two areas in the Fort Smith region that have great green spaces that all of us can enjoy and need to protect.
The Green Tour is divided into two parts. First, participants will visit Chaffee Crossing to see the green initiatives in the area. Ivy Owen, Executive Director of the Fort Chaffee Redevelopment Authority, will lead the first part of the tour at Chaffee Crossing, where several important sustainable constructions are already underway.
The LEEDS certified Mars Pet Care Manufacturing Building, I think, is of the most interest to the tour people. They want to get inside and actually see a LEEDS certified building in operation and what it offers. And the Mars Pet Care building is, as far as I know, is the only manufacturing LEED certified building in the state of Arkansas. And it's the only pet care LEED certified building in the United States. So I think they're really interested in that.
Apart from the Mars Pet Care Manufacturing Building, the tour participants will also visit the Botanical Gardens Development Area, Janet Huckabee River Valley Nature Center, the area wetlands, Deer Trails Golf Course, the Marine Corps Sleek Building with a wind spire, and the Learning Fields of Chaffee Crossing, developed by the Master Gardeners. Another interesting initiative is the reuse of material from the Fort Chaffee World War II barracks for the construction of I-49.
The World War barracks, the barracks that we're demolishing, instead of just dumping those in our landfill, we are using the crushed brick and mortar for the base of I-49 when possible. So whenever the contractors that are doing that work can use this recycled material, we furnish it for them. So we hope that when people cross over onto Chaffee property on I-49, that we'll be able to have a sign there that says you are crossing over part of Chaffee history as a base of this highway.
The second part of the tour will showcase the sustainability initiatives at the Fort Smith landfill. Heather Morris says the landfill has recently undergone expansion.
It is the only landfill in the state of Arkansas that is permitted through the year 2070. So it is available and viable for use for the next 60 years. Most landfills are very close to being used up and not available to service their communities any longer. It is actually, you know, a very green space where people take the time to ensure that it is handled properly. For instance, there's a methane gas catch center or production area where the gas is caught and then sold to a local utility, AOG. So there's several things that go on out there to keep our area clean and green, and we want to focus on that as well.
According to Heather, the city of Fort Smith hopes to encourage citizens to talk about sustainability with the help of this tour.
Our goal is to raise awareness this year, to bring focus to what's available, and to provide education to our citizens, our businesses, our manufacturers, and all the people within our area that we touch and reach on how to continue and maintain the green focus, the energy efficiency, the sustainability, the reduce, reuse, recycle, all of those things you hear about. How do you do that personally at home? How do you do that in your business? And how do you do that in the community?
The Fort Smith's Green Tour is open to the public. For more information, please call Heather Morris on 782-4500. For Ozarks at Large, this is Iti Agnihotri Mudholkar.